Thomas and the Cantaloupes, or so they've become known to be named. John Hansen on piano, Adam Kessler on drums, Chuck Kissler on bass, J. Thomas playing trumpet and tenor sax on that one. And we just heard them doing a tune by Horace Silver called The Jody Grind. The group just played last night at Tula's and hosts the jam every Wednesday at the Ship Canal Grill. The Cats and Neo Boogaloo. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Coming up next, we're going to be listening to a tune from Larry Barlow and the Latin Jazz Collective from the album Carmen's Mambo, and a collection of tunes, most of which were written by Larry Barlow. This is the title tune from the album, and Larry Barlow's the principal percussionist here, but he employs a number of musicians out of the San Francisco Bay Area, like Melicio Magdaluyo, flute and alto saxophonist who's a mainstay on the Bay Area scene. Mike Olmos is the trumpet player. Doug Beavers was recruited from New York to help out with the arranging and trombone work. Marco Diaz on piano, and Joe Santiago, timba, on acoustic bass. Larry Barlow on bongos, timbale, another percussion. This is the title tune from the album Carmen's Mambo, Larry Barlow.
Thank you. other sweets of any kind since the day you came around. From the start, I instantly made up my mind. Sweeter sweetness can't be found. You're so sweet, can't be beat. Nothing sweeter ever stood on feet. Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose.
And when you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh, and I know the reason why. You're my sweeter, goodness knows, my honeysuckle rose.
I don't buy sugar, well, you just have to touch my cup.
You're my sugar, so sweet when you stir it up.
When I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, seems the honey fairly drips.
Your confection, goodness knows, ooh, my honeysuckle rose.
Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I hope that goodness knows, honeysuckle rose. When you're passing by, flowers drip inside, and I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose. When I take a sip from your tasty lips, seems the honey fairly drips. Your much sweeter, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose.
Mary Catterley and Nancy King, two wonderful Portland-based singers, teaming up here with a group including Dan Gaynor on piano, Dan Gildea on guitar, and Bill Athens on bass. And we heard them doing Honeysuckle Rose and Charlie Parker's line based on Honeysuckle Rose, Scrapple from the Apple. Mary Catterley and Nancy King. Before that, Larry Barlow and the Latin Jazz Collective and Carmen's Mambo, the title tune from Larry Barlow and the Latin Jazz Collective recent CD, and that's with a group of San Francisco area musicians, including Mauricio Magdaluyo on flute and Mike Olmos on trumpet, and those trombones played by Doug Beavers. Larry Barlow, percussion. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Let's take a look at a few things coming up this this afternoon and looking ahead to next week around here jazz-wise, you, I'm sure, have heard by now that drummer Peter Madsen passed in January, in mid-January, in the Los Angeles area. There is going to be a musical tribute to Peter Madsen this afternoon at 5:30. It'll be at the Scarlet Tree. Peter used to play a lot at the old Scarlet Tree, but the Scarlet Tree is now located in a different place. But hopefully some of the same faces will be there. And it's on 65th now in the Roosevelt District near the I-5. The Jazz Police play this afternoon at 3 o'clock at Tula's. Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra is there tonight at 8. The Kareem Candy Band with Bill Ramsey and Jay Thomas will be playing at 5 o'clock at the Marine View Church in Tacoma. Garfield Jazz Ensembles play at Quincy Jones Auditorium at Garfield High School tonight at 7 p.m. The Columbia City Beat Walk with a variety of groups is starting up tonight at 7 o'clock in the Columbia City area. Just walk around, you'll run into the music for sure. Jane Monheit has her concluding night tonight at Jazz Alley. And the Racer Sessions at Cafe Racer feature Andy Clausen tonight. Monday night, the Edmonds Woodway Jazz Bands play at Jazz Alley. The New Orleans Quintet will be at the New Orleans. Don Clement Group plays at the Royal Room. And David Marriott Big Band plays at Tula's. Tuesday night, Kenny Mandel Don Berman Quartet plays at the Out West Tavern in West Seattle. McTuff plays at Sea Monster, their regular Tuesday night late session, and Emerald City Jazz Orchestra plays at Tula's. The Legacy Band, led by Clarence Acox, plays every Wednesday at the New Orleans. Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes host the jam at the Ship Canal Grill. Eric Verlinde will play the Art of Jazz concert at the Seattle Art Museum on Thursday. Eric Verlinde is leading a quartet with Thomas Marriott on trumpet for this gig, which starts at 5:30. It's free admission. Alexei Nikolaev Quartet plays at Boxley's on Thursday night, and the women's Latin jazz group Clave Gringa plays at Tula's on Thursday. Brazilian Choro Festival takes place at the Royal Room on Friday night, and a great lineup starting off with Jovino on solo piano, Choro Loco, outstanding Seattle area Choro group, and a visiting group from Brazil, Choro das Três, will be performing as well. And they also have some workshops coming up in addition to that. And on Saturday and Sunday, the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra's Great American Songbook 5 will present Stephanie Porter and Primo Kim, the two vocalists with the big band, Saturday night at Benaroya Hall. Sunday afternoon at the Kirkland Performance Center, and the Kirkland event will be preceded by a children's concert starting an hour before. So that's Saturday and Sunday for the SRJO. You can find more events on the earshot.org calendar as well as on the KPLU calendar. Next, here are a couple of pieces which represent the range of choro music. Brazilian choro music is a form that appeared first, I think, in the 19th century. And it's been the purview not only of popular musicians and popular artists and street musicians, but also of classical composers. We'll hear a couple of samples by groups who are playing this Brazilian festival next Friday night at the Royal Room. First, we'll hear from Jovino Santos Neto playing solo, who's going to open the evening. And then we'll hear from a group called the Choro das Três from Brazil. And this is a group of three sisters and their dad who have a family band together, and they specialize in this kind of music. So we'll hear a selection from them after we hear Jovino, and he's playing solo here in music from a recent album called Piano Masters Series, Volume 4. Jovino Santos Neto plays a composition by Udo Lobo, and this is titled Choro Bandido. Thank you. There you have a couple of examples of Brazilian choro music, such as will be performed next Friday night at the Royal Room, this Brazilian choro festival taking place with Jovino Santos Neto opening the evening on solo piano, and then the excellent Seattle group Choro Loco, which played the previous choro festival at the Royal Room. And Choro Das Tres, which we just heard playing the title tune from their new album, Escorregando, this group of three sisters and their dad performing at the Royal Room next Friday night. Should be fun. I thoroughly enjoyed the previous festival they had there and plan on taking in this one as well. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. That piece by Jovino that we heard, a composition by Idu Lobo, was Choro Bandido. Next, we're going to be listening to Chris Amamiya's Jazz Coalescence. This is a group with Chris Amamiya on trombone and his arrangements. Jay Thomas plays trumpet and flugelhorn, Travis Ranney, alto and tenor saxes, John Hansen piano, John Hamer on bass, and Steve Korn on drums. And this is a kind of an extended piece that was recorded live in concert at Music Works Northwest in Bellevue in November of 2011, and only recently issued in an album called In the Rain Shadow. Excellent playing throughout by all six of these musicians, and nice compositions and arrangements as well. This one is one that was written by Jay Thomas, and it's called the HOE. And there's a bit of Seattle jazz history involved here. The HOE was House of Entertainment. It was a musical focal point during Seattle World's Fair in 1962, and a lot of action took place around that place, and a lot of interesting music was made, and musicians come together and form new groups and new alliances and so on. So it was a very, very active place. So here is this composition by Jay Thomas and called the HOE. This is Chris Amamiya and Jazz Coalescence in concert.
Thank you. Joint downtown, hey,
day. Can you merengue? Oh, baby, can you sway? Oh, can you feel that infectious music in the air? That piano player's blowing my mind. I can feel the rhythm of the bass walking up my spine. The bubble beat of the drums got me out of my chair. But one thing, can you dance? Oh, baby, can you swing? Can you merengue? Oh, baby, can you sway? Baby, can you dance? Baby, can you swing? Baby, can you merengue?
Eugenie Jones, music from her new CD, Black Lace Blue Tears. That's one of her own songs, Can You Dance? She was accompanied there by Bill Anschel on piano, Clipper Anderson on bass, Mark Ivester on drums. Eugenie Jones has a night at the New Orleans Creole Restaurant in Pioneer Square. She'll be there next Thursday evening, 6:30. Before that, we were listening to an extended piece from Chris Amamiya and Jazz Coalescence, In the Rain Shadows, the name of the new CD. And that was a composition by Jay Thomas, who was heard there on trumpet, called the HOE for the House of Entertainment, popular spot back in the 60s in Seattle. Chris Amamiya on trombone, Jay Thomas on trumpet, Travis Ranney on alto, John Hansen piano, John Hamer bass, and Steve Korn on drums from that one. I'm Jim Wilkie. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Next up, we're going to be listening to tenor saxophonist Kareem Candy and the Kareem Candy Band. Kareem plays a lot around the Tacoma area, occasionally in Seattle, makes an appearance at the Triple Door or someplace like that. He is playing this afternoon with an augmented group at the Marine View Church in Tacoma at 5 o'clock, the Kareem Candy Band with Bill Ramsey and Jay Thomas joining him on that occasion. Here's a tune from a trio set with Kareem Candy on tenor and Rob Hutchinson on bass and Julian McDonough on drums, and we'll hear them doing a tune line based on Just Friends, I guess, is called Friends for Now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Brent Jensen, soprano sax, Bill Anschell, piano, Chris Simer on bass, in a very free and open version of Miles Davis's All Blues as arranged by bass player Chris Simer, and that comes from the CD Blueprints. The Kareem Candy Band before that, Kareem Candy, the tenor saxophonist, Rob Hutchinson on bass, and Julian McDonough on drums, and we heard them doing a line by Kareem Candy based on Just Friends, Friends for Now. An augmented Kareem Candy Band with Bill Ramsey and Jay Thomas plays at 5 this afternoon at the Mountain View Church, Tacoma. You've been listening to Jazz Northwest. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK, Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.